sedative, hypnotic, and anxiolytic use disorder. Because of the wide range of drugs in sedative, hypnotic, and anxiolytic use disorder, it is difficult to describe a singular, typical user. While they can be used alone, they are more frequently abused in concert with other substances. Combining them with alcohol and opiates intensifies the desired high, while stimulant users often add benzodiazepines to their regimen to reduce the agitation that comes with stimulants. Elderly patients frequently get benzodiazepines to help with sleep, and patients often leave intensive care settings on high doses as well. This category also includes the so-called date rape drugs, which sexual predators use to incapacitate unsuspecting victims. But what do they all have in common? The drugs in this use disorder are central nervous system depressants. They slow brain function, promote muscular relaxation and sleep, decrease anxiety, and treat seizures by boosting the effects of GABA, the main inhibitory brain messenger. Because these drugs share their mechanism of action with alcohol, intoxication results in similar symptoms, such as slurred speech, difficulty walking, slowed reaction time, decreased reflexes, impaired thinking, reduced inhibitions, and stupor. However, the drug's effects are often distorted because they are mixed with other substances. Types of sedatives. While benzodiazepines are quite safe alone, combination with alcohol or opiates can easily lead to respiratory depression, coma, and death, and the causative doses are variable and unpredictable. In the elderly, even moderate benzodiazepine doses can mimic dementia by impairing thinking and memory, as well as increasing risk of falls and subsequent high-risk trauma-like hip fractures. Most episodes of severe toxicity from sedatives are actually instances of attempted suicide, and most of those involve benzodiazepines because those are the most readily available sedatives. Older sedatives, like barbiturates, quaaludes methaqualone, miltone meprobamate, and GHB gamma hydroxybutyrate, are much more toxic alone than benzodiazepines. They have a lower threshold for interfering with breathing and motor control, and causing dangerously low blood pressure. GHB and the now illegal benzodiazepine, rohypnol flunitrazepam, are the most well-known date rape drugs. Sexual predators slip these into the drinks of unknowing victims to rapidly induce deep sedation and amnesia. GHB is especially dangerous as it can induce muscle spasms, heart rhythm abnormalities, and coma, sometimes necessitating intensive care monitoring. Causes and risk factors. Who uses these drugs? Sedatives are some of the most common drugs in the U.S., with over 12% of the population receiving a prescription in a given year. There are two distinct patient groups in this use disorder. One is those who started taking them under a physician's supervision. The more common case, though, is people who use them recreationally from the start. There are plenty of people who take these drugs for valid medical reasons, anxiety, insomnia, and do not develop a use disorder. The risk increases with short-acting medications and in patients coming out of intensive care settings where they received frequent high doses. Starting early, patients who have always taken them illegally mostly start in late adolescence. They use them occasionally at first, in addition to other substances, and then slowly progress to heavier use. Compared to people who begin illegally using prescription drugs after age 21, those starting prior to age 13 are 2.5 times as likely to develop a use disorder. Perils in old age. One subset of those at high risk is the elderly, who frequently receive these medications to treat insomnia. They metabolize the medication slower and develop physical dependence easier. This is a risk factor for developing a use disorder. Rather than attempting to get high as is the case with younger people using sedatives recreationally, the elderly suffer a combination of the biological realities of advanced age and interactions from their multiple other medications. Many addictions. Patients who abuse multiple drugs are at high risk for abusing sedatives. 1/3 of opiate abusers, usually methadone, combine them with benzodiazepines because the resulting high far exceeds that of either drug alone. Heavy drinkers are also at high risk for abusing these drugs. They are frequently prescribed these medications for anxiety and insomnia related to drinking by unknowing physicians. They report more powerful effects than the general population, likely due to the similar mechanisms of action. Diagnosing sedative, hypnotic, and anxiolytic use disorder. What are all these drugs? Drugs in this use disorder are usually taken orally, as tablets or liquids, or crushed and snorted. Benzodiazepines are a large class including drugs like Valium diazepam, Xanax alprazolam, Adderall Clonopin clonazepam, and Librium terdiazepoxide. They are used to treat anxiety, insomnia, and seizures. Ambien's Olpidem, Lunesta Eschopiclone, and Sonatazaleplin, which work similarly to benzodiazepines, aid in sleep disorders as well. Barbiturates, like amitlamibarbital and secanalcecabarbital, also treat anxiety, insomnia, and seizures. However, they are much less common since being replaced by safer benzodiazepines in the 1970s. Rounding out the drugs in this disorder are Qualud methaqualone, Meltone meprobamate, and GHB gamma hydroxybutyrate. All have similar effects to benzodiazepines, but abuse of these is far less common now. They have fallen out of favor in medical practice because of their much more dangerous side effect profiles and consequently are very hard to find. Signs and symptoms. Diagnosis requires at least two symptoms over the course of 1 year. Patients exhibit the following behaviors. Take large doses of sedatives, hypnotics, and anxiolytics, or take them beyond the time prescribed. Want or try to cut down, but can't. Make a full-time job out of finding, using, and recovering from sedatives, hypnotics, and anxiolytics. Crave sedatives, hypnotics, and anxiolytics or fight strong impulses to use them. Shirk responsibilities at home, work, or school. Suffer socially and in relationships because of their sedative, hypnotic, and anxiolytic use. Abandon once important social, career, or leisure activities. Risk life and limb under the influence of sedatives, hypnotics, and anxiolytics, such as driving a car or operating machinery. Don't care that their drug use is harming their physical or mental health. Need increasingly large doses to achieve the desired effect and can't get it on a lesser dose. Undergo withdrawal nausea, vomiting, tremor, increased heart rate, hallucinations, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, psychomotor agitation, seizures when they stop using sedatives, hypnotics, and anxiolytics, or use just to avoid the symptoms of it. Increasing numbers of symptoms determines the severity of the disorder. 4 or 5 symptoms qualify as a moderate case. It's a severe case if there's 6 symptoms or more. Patients are in early remission if they have had none of those criteria for at least 3 months and not more than 1 year. Late remission extends beyond 1 year. Treating sedative, hypnotic, and anxiolytic use disorder. Withdrawal like alcohol. The effects of these drugs on the brain are similar to those of alcohol. As a result, the first step in treatment is seizure prevention during withdrawal. In heavy users, doses need to slowly wean down over several days with phenobarbital, a sedative chosen for its long period of action in a hospital setting. In mild cases, patients can detox in the outpatient setting using the long-acting benzodiazepine, clonazepam, over several weeks. The addition of non-habit-forming anticonvulsants like tegretal carbamazepine, Neurant and gabapentin, and topamax-topiramate also shows promise in aiding detoxification. A study showed that adding tegretal to a benzodiazepine taper significantly increased the chance of attaining and maintaining abstinence. There is also some evidence that adding topamax can reduce the symptoms of benzodiazepine withdrawal. Overdose management. Romazepine flumazenil rapidly reverses the effects of benzodiazepines and can be life-saving in acute overdoses. However, if the patient is a long-standing user of benzodiazepines, romazepine can induce seizures and should not be used. Overdoses of barbiturates require a special medication called sodium bicarbonate. This accelerates the drug's excretion through urine, and severe cases may need temporary dialysis. Helpful medications. When patients on benzodiazepines for anxiety slowly transitioned to lyricapregabalin as part of detoxification, patients experienced fewer problems with sleep. Furthermore, Lyrica during detox cuts both anxiety and depression rating scores in half. If patients had received benzodiazepines as a sleep aid, melatonin can significantly improve sleep during and after detoxification. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Patients often receive CBT as part of detoxification because of its success in treating anxiety. It is also helpful in patients who were taking these drugs for insomnia. In patients with panic disorder, the addition of CBT to benzodiazepine taper tripled the rate of successful detoxification compared to taper alone. However, in patients without an anxiety disorder, the few studies examining its efficacy show little added benefit from CBT. Managing sedative, hypnotic, and anxiolytic use disorder. Get help getting started. Patients who are avoiding treatment for financial reasons should feel assured that detoxification can be relatively inexpensive because most people will not need to stay in the hospital. Any general practitioner or psychiatrist can prescribe weaning doses of benzodiazepines. Patients should not attempt to stop alone or all at once. Because of the seizure potential when withdrawing from these drugs, it is critical that detoxification be conducted under a physician's direction. Peer support. Options for free group-oriented support include Narcotics Anonymous and the more recently founded Pills Anonymous, which focuses specifically on those who abuse prescription medications. Don't neglect the original problem. In cases where patients started benzodiazepines for legitimate medical reasons like anxiety or insomnia, those conditions should be addressed as part of treatment. Failing to treat the original condition will hamper progress in recovery. Even if this is not the case, anxiety commonly presents a significant barrier during detoxification, and appropriate anxiety treatment increases chances of successful recovery. Sedatives and the elderly. Look out for elderly loved ones who are having memory and cognitive issues or have had a recent fall. Doctors can rule out sedatives as a possible culprit before going forward with a workup for dementia or misattributing the nature of a fall.